Thank you for calling Montrose.
Oh, hi, Patrick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding the account and the issue that we're having with the payment.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You said you wanted to update it online, but I didn't see that that had been taken care of yet.
How do I do that?
Well, I sent you a login for your dashboard. So if you want to do it that way, once you log in, it'll just say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And when you click that, it'll automatically take you to your billing page where you can update it. Or if it's easier, I can update it for you because I have the billing in front of me.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay, of course.
On that information. Are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
All right. The card number?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Is 5524.
Okay.
33365.
Got it.
6899-0125.
Okay, expiration.
Let's see. Expiration. I don't have the physical card with me. I'm trying to see on this paperwork.
Oh, I see.
Let's see. I know the year is 26. I think it's 326.
326. Like, would you know the code on the back by chance?
I believe it's 194.
Okay. I'll try it that way. If it doesn't go through, I'll let you know. It's still the third street for the billing address, right?
Right.
Okay, let's give it a whirl and see. No, it says issuer generated error, so I don't know. It
okay.
Might be the expiration month, year, or code on the back. Unless this is one of those cards that maybe the bank will text you and say, hey, Local Splash is trying to, you know, process $249, and then maybe you just have to authorize it. But I don't know.
Yeah. It's not my account. It's just a card I was using.
Like a prepaid card or something?
Not prepaid, just someone else's.
Oh, I see. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. I'm not seeing expiration on here. Oh, let's see. Why it's not on here.
If you've used it before at another online source, you might be able to log on and get the expiration there. I had someone do that once with their Amazon account. They couldn't remember the expiration, and they're like, oh, wait a minute, I just used this card on Amazon. So they logged into their Amazon account, and they found the expiration that way, which I thought was extremely creative. I wouldn't have thought of that, you know?
Right. That's a good point. Let me see.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
Bear with me, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't mind waiting. I have a couple of emails to catch up on anyway, so not holding me up whatsoever.
That didn't work, so I'm trying to, I know I've got it written down on something somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah,
no problem.
Is that right? Try 11/26 for the expiration with one.
Okay.
The same number and same code, 194.
Okay. Give me the card number again because it coded it out. I'm only showing 0125 that it ends in that. So what are the rest of the numbers? I'll type it in just to be safe.
All right. All right, it's 5524.
5524.
3365.
3365.
6899.
6899.
0125.
0125.
1126.
And 194, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Same thing, issue generated error. If you want, you can check with the, I don't know if it's like a creditor or a bank or whoever issued the card and try to see, you know, if there's a reason. Do you think it could be the billing address or?
It's the access to it. Like I said, it's not my account. And we've had to make some changes here recently. It's my dad's card. And,
okay.
That I'm not entirely sure if the account may be closed down at this point. I don't know.
Got it.
I know I used it the other day, but we were having to switch to a different account. I don't know where he's at on that as far as that goes. Let's see. I don't know how I'm going to get in touch with him. He's currently out of town on business, but let me see what I can do with this, and I will. You said you sent me an email or something with the link.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good if you do get a hold of him though, because that way I can just verify that we're authorized to use his card on behalf of your business. But yes, mm-hmm. I sent you an email yesterday. And that also triggered a text message. Do you get text messages on the phone ending in 6441, or does that go to your dad?
No, that's my phone.
That's your phone. Okay. So it also sent a text message showing you the login, which is my.localsplash.com. It has the username, and if my memory serves me right, I think the password was blank. Let me just look at this. And oh no, it wasn't. Okay, good. Because sometimes if you reset it, then it'll be blank. So, but on this one, there's a temporary password, so you won't have any trouble getting in. You'll just use the information, the username and password, and then you can update it on your end. And then I'll circle back to the account maybe on Friday and just see if that's been taken care of. And if not, I'll follow up with you then. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. No problem, Patrick. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much. Bye.